The Constitution of Nigeria says everyone has the right to freedom of expression. The right shall include freedom to hold opinion and to receive and impart information and ideas without interference by the state. But many politicians abuse the right and use it in a negative way by the using media, most especially in this country, and make a false statement for the purpose of damaging the reputation of fellow politicians. Radio stations in Kano State have been used as vehicle by a number of politicians in the state who have sponsored them to defend their interests and against public criticism in the same media. Some people interviewed in Kano Metropolis attributed the challenges to lack of access to good education, poverty and moral decadence among politicians and their cronies.
Because of the love for money, because of political interest, people are sent to radio station to defame the image, defame the character of a particular person so as to achieve their political gains.
To my own perception, poverty play a vital role because you can see people are jobless, so they have been hired to tarnish the image of other people who are respected in the society in general.
Political leaders have an upper hand in this deformation of character in social media and radio station. Maybe when any political leader had somebody accuse him or insult him, instead of to call the attention of the appropriate channel to deal with him character, I can also put the blame on them.
A political scientist with Bayero University Kano, Professor Mahmoud Lawal, said factors that contribute to the use of defamatory language in the media is lack of political values, as well as politicians who are in politics but do not have democratic mindset.
It's the devaluation of political values. Secondly, it has to do with the fact that we have politicians who are in politics, but in actual sense, these politicians do not have what I would call democratic mindsets. Because if you have democratic mindsets, you should understand that democracy is about respecting the opinion of others. But you see, in the use or in the application of this freedom and liberties, this is why we have this problem. So if you have people with democratic mindset, they should understand that the democracy is not about abuse or it's about hate. It's about your ability to express your opinions in such a way that people will respect your opinions, will accept your opinions, and you will convince them in the way and manner you articulate your position.
A public affairs commentator with the Center for Awareness and Justice and Accessibility, Comrade Kabiru Saidu Dakata, said the media is responsible for promoting the use of hate speech and defamatory language by making their platform available.
So what we witness today in Kano State, for instance, or especially is attacking personality rather than addressing issues. And I think it is the responsibility of the media stations to top this menace, because I know if we are to expect those that are promoting this to stop, they will not do it because they are being pushed to do it. Some of them are just jobless people on that thing to attack personalities of people and get paid.
Stakeholders are of the view that politicians and policy makers, as well as media stations, should desist from promoting the use of defamatory language and hate speech in their various organizations for the benefit of the society. Mukhtar Yahya Usman, reporting for Freedom Radio.